second one. Emesh al Moshe Boil Pari. Sorry. Ha'ininu al pidarke avodas Hashem. Dehine yesh is a mamish amoy dika piece. Dehine yesh chakir besvarim. Im ha'toyra hiyeka v'im ha'tfila hiyeka. Quite a fundamental chakir. So toyra hiyeka is tfila hiyeka. V'emes. V'emes levi shenirili sh'atfila hu ikka gadol b'avodas Hashem. Tfila is a big ikka in avodas Hashem. He's going to explain the chiluk between toyra and tfila. Kamosh isa begamara, eiz avoida shebelev, zu tfila. Ki a Torah, eina avoida kokach. Torah, what does it mean it's not an avoida kokach? Chas v'shol. What does it mean? Lefi ma she'olam loimdim, bepashtei a Torah, ve'einam tzrichim rak lohobin apshat, sheze doba nok nekel beli omel b'yikia. In other words, you can learn Torah superficially. You can't daven superficially. In other words, in Torah, Avada, you can be ma'ayin, there's big gear. But it's not that void of Talmud Torah, it's not mechayiv you to do more than the Pshach. Servants used to go more in, but you're mechayiv, it's the Talmud Torah. But learning the Pshat, doesn't have you, the Oman and your gear. And so you're going to tefillah, the Bavonsa, the Bino of Libertari Milsa, Torah and the Bino Salif. Now, by tefillah, the ikkah is the kavanah salev. The ikkah is the pnimius. And getting to pnimius is a big avoider. Learning Torah, a person doesn't have to, for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to go into the pnimius. A person stays on the pshat level, and his mind is focused on the pshat level. He's mekayem the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Hashem in tefillah is faket. The ikkah tefillah is the bina shebelev. And that's a big avoid, that's an avoid of Gedoyla, to clear the lake. Shavuvadai, Zoyz avoid of Gedoyla, she spell Odom, Tfilosa, be Kavona, be Loim, Loim, boy, she have Kavona, so Tfila. A fellow doctor, have a Pirish Amilis, laid out of Nimi, Oimit, a Medaber at the Burim, the Chaman is liberal, Mokim Zagamkin Kosher, the Odom Oid. Vach Medaber at the Burim, and here is people that are fast, Vainam Simim and Libam, and his mind and Mamma Dabram, and Femi Medabram, the Chosen Machmas is Gabrus, a Yates Arab, and Tantim Moichev, a Libish of Odom. In other words, tefillah is kavanah salev. Tefillah needs the lev. And avoda gedolah to get the lev. To chap the lev is a big avoda. Because the Yetzirah is there, the lev. The Yetzirah is metamtim the lev. So it's a very big avoda to be able to get to the lev. Talmud Torah is not mechayev to get to the bina salev. Talmud Torah is not. Talmud Torah, you can learn the pshat. At tefillah, you've got to break through something in order to get to the lev.
Okay, even if you learn Torah, more hard, it's still easier than...
Still easier, that's right. Still easier than finding the lev, yeah. See, the word is, we're talking here about Kilo getting the Kedushas, Oisius, and all that. He's going to discuss later. So Pshat is on Torah, there's always... He's going to discuss it later. See, Tefillah, you've got to connect to the Etzem Tefillah, you understand? Torah, so if you don't connect to the Etzem Tefillah, then you're going to Kilo. Mashiach in Torah, about the Kedushas, Oisius, and about the Al-Slik in Torah, about... When you learn Torah, you're looking for the Pshat. So maybe you're not focusing b'chlal on finding the Pnimius and finding the Ur and finding the Eish and finding the Dus and the Yens. You're focusing on Pshat. And the Pshat meets you straight in the eye. Mashiach in Tefillah, Nusshim meets you straight in the eye. Tefillah is Kavanas Alev. Kavanas Alev is the actual Tefillah. So if you don't open up to that, then you haven't davened. And to get to Kavanas Alev, that's a very big avodah. To open the Lev, the Psichas Alev, that's a very big avodah. For Tefillah, you have to have that. So when he says the Torah ikka tefillah the ikka, he means it's tzad avoida tefillah. So the whole mitzvah smich is gula the tefillah. Mitzvah smich is gula tefillah. So you do have that tefillah is malchus, tefillah is davar melech, and the gula and the tefillah. Smidus Ayisod. The Smich Gula Tefillah is the Yichud of Yisoyde Malchus. Yisoyde Malchus. Malchus is Doch Tefillah. Yisoyde is Kedushas Abris. Now the whole mitzvah of Abris is to take off the Orla, take off its covering, take off the covering, and then the Mitzvah Mila gives the person, lets the person in, so to speak. So the Kedushas Abris, what's the leaf full of? The leaf's full of Yitzharas. somebody who's Kaddish, Mekadosh is Ayisod. So he's got an open heart. He's got an open heart, and he can daven. That's the Yichud of Yisod and Malchus. But somebody who hasn't got Kedusha, hasn't got Kedusha Sabris, Chas V'Shalom, so there he can't daven. His heart is full of machshavos and hirurim. So the meira he can't daven. That such a person, smichas of gula tefillah is making the Yichud of Yisod and Malchus. That's the nekuda, opening the heart for tefillah. That's the bechina of Yisod and Malchus. That's the mitzvah of smichas gula tefillah. Then a person's gula, once a person's got Kedusha. So then this person is nigga. Tefillah, you got to open. Tefillah, you got to get somewhere. It's blocked, and you got to open it. And that's an avodah gedola. V'lachena tefillah avodah gedola shebelev shetzarech ha'ish hanilvav she'or v'libay lekarav legeshes al avodah Hashem be'emes lav et avodah gedola v'gam la'ayre rachmi Hashem izbaruch olav koydin tefilosay v'yem alafana ribayna sheloinu golev yadua lefanecha שרצויני לאו עד איסך באמס ואחמה עשה ששלחתו על היצר הורה גודל המתמתם מויכי וליבי מונע עשים עבד איסך תדאבן, you got to daven תדאבן, you got to daven תביזריך תדאבן וכן חוס ורחם לא על נפשי ועזור לי שאוכל לסגב עליו ודאבי דיבור ועמיתים לפניך וגם יכניע מלוי כמוס אלפון ויסבורך קוידם התפילה כמאמור מאינו אינדם לספר לאלה מתריך קויד ראש הכנוע שיכניע וישפל עצמו באמס לפון ומסברך ומסברנו בחיסס ערכוי ושפל מצווי שבמה מנחשבו מזה יובוי שיוכל אדם בדיבור מזקים ותוהירי מנקודס לבובי באמס לפון ומסברך. So that's why תפילה זה עבודה שבלב שתלוי באמנס הדליבה תנחמנס ליבה למוקם שיוכל אדם בדיבור תפילה בבחינס אחרי כמונס הלב הנה נדבו. אז זה גתמי מכנים, זה the whole word התפילה is The whole word of tefillah is dependency on Hashem. The whole inyan of the Yitzhahorah is the Yitzhahorah makes a person into Yeshus. Yeshus is the hardest thing to the hardest thing to break. The whole inyan of tefillah is hepecha Yeshus. Tefillah is kol kulei bittel. The person's heart is verstopped. His pshat is verstopped with his own zachen. The person's got the daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch hachno. And hachno is the pesach. Hachno is the pesach of opening. Of opening the leaf. You do it like tefillah. Chazal say that tefillah is ashras hashchina. That's the main HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the base of Knesset. It's at Gaiva. It says Toivas Hashem Kol Gvar Leif Ein Ani Vehu Yochel Gadol Biyachad. In order to be mamshech ashras hashchina, person has to have a ma'adik a bittel. That bittel is the psicha to the leaf. Opens the leaf. And a person can daven. It's a long piece, he's going to discuss it as he goes along. That's the beginning of Pari. Pari is the beginning of Yetzirah. Pari corresponds to the Yetzirah. Pari is the Yetzirah of Yeshus. He made himself into a god. There's no bittle, there's no achno. HaKadosh Baruch is smashing him. And he doesn't have achno. He doesn't have achno for HaKadosh Baruch. Smashing Pari, that opens up the Pesach for Tefillah, as he's going to explain. The parasha's boy is better than the parasha of the leaf. The parasha of the leaf. The parasha of the muichin and the leaf. It's a pnimistic parasha. That's the word. The word is Yimashon Moshe boil paroi. A boy, we say, a boy is coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Getting rid of the paroi in order to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Getting rid of the timtum aleif in order to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah has always got a timtum aleif. It's in a very big avodah to take away the timtum aleif. Zeh ha'inyan mikavanas aleif shebe'al tefillah sheyikumad yisa b'sfam shaloshen chav b'psichon shaloshen ha'ora. Ze'ika kavana ma sheyicham en odom ezlibe lemokim ad sheyizke lehargish or Hashem v'dibur etefilosa. Till he feels the aura. Kamaykin sphere, the sphere is also ha'oras. The loshen sphere is the loshen sapir, sapphire, behirus. Shevedesha odom adabe dibur etefillah b'ha'ora liyona. Hagam she'eni yodeh lacham en kabonas etefillah echid. Yachid, there's no kabbalah. Yachid, yichudim eloyim ha'sphere is ha'kdoshim chavan ech shetevuz ha'mechuv v'neged shem zeh v'neged sphere is oisi. There's no all that. Kol zeh adesh medabe dibur mekiris liba be'emes. Or maybe it's galus oyer Hashem b'dibur etefilosoi shemedabe oisa miskashus dveikas atzteike. באמס על ידי זה, ממילא נעשה ייחוד העליין בכל העשר ספירס הקדוש. ודובר זה הוא רק בתפילה. ספר לי גדול. In other words, you see from here that when a person understands Torah better and deeper and deeper, it's a mal in Torah. A person understands the Yichudim and Yichudim and Yichudim. If he He doesn't have the dveikus. It's not a mal in tefillah b'chla. It's not a mal in tefillah. The ikah is to say every word b'skashus, to say every word b'skashus and dveikus, and that's the ikah. The heart is the fire to feed the iskashus when it's clean, when it's the feeling the iskashus. That's the ikah tefillah. So when a person feels the fire of davening, feels the fire of the oisis that he's saying, that is the gedda of tefillah. Shenkim Talmud Torah, there's on that. There's havana, there's pshat, and there's. So made it, therefore, the Yichud Elyon can happen. I once heard from Richard Mamonstan. He said that the Amshnavi Rebbe doesn't have Kabbalah like a Kavanas by Tfilis. He asked him, Richard Mamonstan, it's true. Richard Mamonstan said that the Dveikas that he has is much greater than all the Yichudim. He says the Yichudim are all keys to get into a Cholis. But he says the Dveikas, the Iskashas that you can have in every word, the Pashat is Iskashas you can have in every word. And that's greater than everything. That's much what he's saying over here. The tifa yedias in tefillah, in kavanas and everything, it's fine. But if you don't have the etzem iskashrus, then the kavanas won't do anything for you. And if you have the iskashrus, the moedig iskashrus, so then he says, anyways, you're making the yichud with the iskashrus without any of the kavanas. The iskashrus, tefillah needs the iskashrus of a person to Hashem. He's busy with the pshat. So in other words, and I was going to explain the whole thing about if it's into Bashan Boy. So in other words, the when you're learning Torah of other day, the person who davens well, so when he learns Torah, even though he's learning the pshat of the sugi or whatever, Ravada, he'll feel that the tefillah gives the person the input to feel the skashas through Torah as well. That's why you need to daven. That's why you need to daven, and you need to learn. Because the discussions of tefillah plays into the discussions of Torah. If you're talking Torah versus tefillah, so Torah is your Torah is the pshat. When your Torah is the pshat, so that's what you have now. You have now the pshat. The oiris in the pshat doesn't necessarily come from that. You're not looking for that necessarily. Shemit tefillah is just the etzim zach we're davening for. That's the no cheshbonos, no digs. Etzim zach the eats davening for that's the tefillah. That's the taharis aleiv. So we call it the begin of the taharis aleiv of tefillah. There's no hislapshus in anything else. The whole problem in Mitzrayim was that they couldn't daven. The dibur was in Golus, they couldn't daven. And Zemir Ramaz Lono Akosav Vomer Boil Parei. That's Pshat Boil Parei. Book Meshi Yidua Aleph Beis Kesidron Meirel Rachman. Right? You do Aleph Beis when it's Alpi Seida is Rachman. When I'm Afreya Alpi Tashruk Meirel Dinim Chasu Shalom. It's a W Yidua. That's why Pesach is the Chag of Rachamim of Chesed. So Pesach is the Chodesh Aviv. Aviv is Aleph Beis. Nisan going from Nisan is going Alpi Seder. Alpi Seder. Yud Kivovke, Tziruv Chodesh Nisan, Yud Kivovke, and the Musaf of Chodesh. It's the only Yud Kivovke that goes Alpi Seder. Yismuchu Hashemayim, Azog Elorat. It goes Alpi Seder. Everything that's Chesed goes Alpi Seder, because everything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aleph, down, is always Hamshachem Elamal Elamata. Hamshachem Elamal Elamata from Aleph down, that's always chesed. Masha in Kain, Tov is a Gevura. Why? Because it's coming through our void. It's coming from the bottom, going up. Tov, Sheen, Reish. That's Gevura. So the Chodesh Tishri, the Yom Adin. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. Because Tishri is Tov, Sheen, Reish, etc. These things is tkiya, that's the Rosh Hashanah, is tkiya shvarim. Right? And so that's the thing of going back, the Oyra Chayz of going back, that's the Bechina of Gvurah. So it's interesting that boy is base Aleph in the reverse. Boy, you Aleph base Lemafreya. It's base Aleph, not Aleph base, but it's base Aleph. Uparoi u pora hei, shemirumiz lis galas adibo, or this galas adibo shalidei, hei moitzis ape. This galas adibo through the hei moitzis ape, through the five moitzis ape. That's paroi. In other words, paroi is this galas of dibo. Umaramiz las cholas, the tchilas is galas adibo, to the beginning of this galas adibo, kshaodam maschil adam be diburi tfilah. When a person begins talking diburi tfilah, diburim are still the bechinat alef beis lamafrei. When a person begins talking diburim of tfilah, is there's a base aleph, it's the mafreya, it's dinim. Can't get the words out. Sheyesh ala void shlitas ad dinim, ach mrs. Gabras a yitzahora, ma tomtem es levova, sheyuchel lishmoya ma'amudababa bichla. Sheya diburim, achrei koyach alev, there should be hartzig diburim. So that's why the parasha of boy is the parasha of boy el paroi. The paroi, which is the gilu of the gilu of dibur. So Gibra Dibur, Paru is Oiref, Oiref is the neck is the Kone with the Dibur. So Paru is the Bechin of Dibur. Boil Paru, the Dibur is a gold. The Dibur is in Dinim, base Aleph instead of Aleph base. And that's the Remez. Boil Paru, Shukaminian, El Nochosh. Going to Paru is going to the Nochosh. Nochosh is Yetzahora, Oroib Tzal Odom, Lemone Melechav Mashu Medabe. So that's Peshat. Boil Paru, Boy, in the Moin Shabayim, Hashem and Moisha, Kodesh Baruch Hu telling Moisha, Boy. In other words, Be'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe for this kashrus. Oh, but first he's got to be Mevara, the Parah. Because when you want to speak to Hashem, Hashem is saying to Moshe, boy, when you want to speak to Moshe, when you want to speak to Hashem, is then you have all the menias. Zeh ken yichbadati. The Rome is Barash HaTeva, shechbadati is Leboi ve'ez Leib Avoda, which is Gematria Bilam, who was the Yoetzi Parah, Yoetzi Arosh, Shechol Mashavos HaYeroi, Lifrit is kashrus, Shebein Yisrael, Avim Shevashamayim. When Bilam saw the Zepsiyes Kashrus coming out, Yiniach, Roisha, Machshav, Zevnos, and Eitz, is Roy, Eichle, Kalkul, Zez, Ati, Mekalkulis. Mezeh, that's Pshat, Kani, Echbadati, is Liboy. Merum is Masha, Nochash, Vayitzahor, Bilam, Arosh, of Chol Sitrud, De Lohoin, Yiniach, Roisha, Machshavos, and Alzoy, Shla, Yuchlo, Ben Yisrael, Ledabe, Dibure, Tfilah, Bebchines, Achri, Chavon, Asalev. So that's the beginning. The beginning of the parasha is the meniyah that a yid has when he starts davening, the meniyah that a yid has to be miskasha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be miskasha directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al zeh mazelonu akosuf, boil pari. For this the Torah is mazel, boil pari, she'odom yigbar atzma liyitzahara. Be'em says Ezra's Hashem, she'yara olav ruach mimorim, ve'ma she'yaskal yizboyin et zepel dike eitzah. How's a person misgaba over such yitzahara? When a person is misbeinin, ki ani echbadati es liboi. When a person is misbeinin, shezeh ma she yitzahora megabo, gam zeh hu min Hashem izbar. Chsusu from Hashem, sheboru so odom, ima yitzahora, hamisisei. L'chol ra, bechdei she odom yikbar atzme odom. Ah, kshisbein odom zois, ani dey zeh, yishvach nadu sedeni, yasadam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you look at the yitzahora, it's a very big disonest. Because when a person looks at the yitzahora and sees the yitzahora as a separate zach, so he thinks, how can I get to Hashem? I've got this big monster in front of me, I can't get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the vote is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Kani Echbadati Es Liboy. How do you get rid of him? Speak to me about it. Ani Echbadati Es Liboy. So you start davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu already to take away the big monster, to take away the Yetzirah's Metamtam Nalev. Knowing the whole Yetzirah to be Metamtam Nalev is also coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that itself is the Pesach of Tefillah. To open up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Deka, by opening up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he put the Yitzhar there, and therefore when you daven to Hashem, he'll take away the Yitzhar. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. Yeah, Hashem Moshe, boy, El Pari, you want to know how to get rid of the boy, the base Aleph. Now there's the dinim around the lave that you can't open your lave. So the first thing you have to know is Kani Yichbadat Yisliba. And therefore, she's born in Adam Zois, and a day Zeh, Yishpo Yichsicha Lefnei Hashem. Person will be shefeach sichin Hashem v'yovay bekublono kaviyachol lefanu mizbarach. Person will come kaviyachol with a kublono, like not complaint, but tainet. Mashi sholach olaf yitzahar gadol v'kashem oyv yachni atzmoy lefanu mizbarach. V'chins kani echbadati is liboy. Adach ein doyin dem nisbal al elam itach koyved roish echbadati. She yachni v'yash v'latzmoy lefanu Hashem v'bzeh yoy rach mimov olaf v'yor avruch mimorin she yizket nadam be Diburei tefila, b'chinas achri kavanas alev heinin atvam. V'zeh kani ichbadati his liba v'his leiv avada merum is la'avda shebelev, which is tefila. So merum is leiv avada, is the avoida shebelev, which is tefila. Sh'atfila hi avoida gedoyla, tefila is an avoida gedoyla sh'tzarech ha'adam la'avad avoida melibay. L'oyer is levava, b'soyer is rav, l'Hashem is barach. The man shisi oisoisa eda bekiba oisoisa is merumas the oisis of tefila. She yovin is galus or sheba oisis of tefila. She had the buri tefila bekirba. She si oisoisa eda bekirba bekerav aleif. She daba oisam onka bedeliba. Mekerav ish veleif omot bebchinas achri chavanas aleif. She bechinas aora me oisis of tefila. She argues she should feel oi godel beliba bedabri the buri tefila. But there's a igram in mele yichud elian of chonashem as a blushim, like he said earlier, becholas the spheres. Zeh leman shisi asoisa eile. Eile, the aleph, is kesa, because aleph is pele. The hay is the hay tato, viud kevavke, which is midas amalchus. Umrum is leskashus, eile is umrum is the aleph is the kesa, and the hay is the malchus. The yichad of all the midas, vadargin kadishim, mechines malchus, save the goldargin, asfir is kesa elin, reishad the goldargin, kulam is yachdin, beroza di yichudat, an idei alamad, sheb emsa, shi migdal, haperech, mavir. Lamed is the tallest, and Lamed is the one which brings the, goes from the bottom till the top. It's the highest. It makes the yichud between the Reisha and the Seifa. So the man, shisi oisoisai eile bekirbo. Oisoisai eile is the oisius atfila, which will make a yichud between the eile. The oisius make a yichud between the eile, which is the aleph, which is the kesa, and the he, which is the malchus. והיינו מה שהאדם הישראלי מדבר דיבור תפילה בכוון הסלב מהאום גדלים ובתחיל לרחימה שבזה היו סלב כנפיים וגדפין ווינגס שיפרחן לילה ליחד קודשו ליחד ייחוד אלו בכל הספיר קדיש ומספיר סמלכס עד ספיר סקס אלן שיסייחדו כולם במקוירם שרושם באויר נצב ברוך ומרוך שמוי Tefillah is, like the Gemara says in Baruch, Zechulu Kul, and Krum Zulas Lepnei Odom, Tefillah is Dvam, Aynu Rumah Shal Aynam, and Yadam Azalzim Lehem. One part of Tefillah is down here, and the other part of Tefillah is up there. So Be'emes is Dvam, Aynu Rumah Shal Aynam, because Be'emes is where the Tefillah gets to, Tefillah is Ma'achid, Tefillah is Ma'achid, all the Dargas together, his Kashrus goes, and then the Midr, talking about the Midr Say Yisod again, the Midr Say Yisod is the Midr of his Kashrus, the Midr of Yisod is the Midr of his Kashrus. You know in the Moichin, the Das is this Kashrus, and the Kavim Soy, the lowest is the Bechinas Yisoy. The Soy is the Iskashus. The Soy is Makasha, the Malchus to Koladargan. And the Soy is Mi Yalalanu Hashemayim and Mila. Mila is Mi Yalalanu Hashemayim and Oshetev is Mila. So Tev is Yudke Bovke. So the Mitzvah Mila, the Mitzvah of Tefillah is a Mitzvah where you've got to go Milamata from the Soy of Koladargan all the way up to Meresh Koladargan. That can only be done through the mid of Yisoid, because Yisoid is Kichol B'Shemayim Or, it's the Ochet Shemayim Or, the Midas Yisoid is Midas Ma'achet, and that's the whole Yisoid of Tefillah. That's all Yisoid of Tefillah. Taka davening for Parnosa, Taka davening for Nyonim, which have to do with this world. Of it's a Derech of Iskashrus, of Mamadik Iskashrus to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's all Yisoid of Tefillah. The whole Yisoid of Tefillah is that we're bringing or making Iskashrus in all the Dvarim. And all the Dvar Pshutim and Besisim, we're making a Iskashus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from that. That can only be done through Yisoid. And that's again, that's Yisoid of Gul and Tefillah. Yisoid of Smichas, Gul and Tefillah is the Yisoid. Yisoid makes the Iskashus. Yisoid makes the Iskashus. And then once there's a Iskashus, then you can start davening. And the Tefillah is Yisoid Sayela, the Aleph, then the Hay, from the Malchus all the way up to the. That's why you need both in Yonah. Yosef Tzadik brought down the Yisoid to Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu brought back Tefillah to Klal Yisrael. And that's the Bechina of Yisoid and Malchus. But first, to find the Hiskashus, you've got to first break the Yitzhar, which tries to tear us away from the Hiskashus. So Yosef Tzadik is Yisoid. Yisoid is Hiskashus. He came down to Mitzrayim first. And in his chus afterwards, they were able to daven. They were able to say Tefillahs. Which how good for the Tefillah is, being Makasha, whatever's the matter, all the way up to whatever's the matter. Well, Shem Zeh, Nikru, B'nai Yisrael, B'Shem Yisrael. And that's why Klal Yisrael are called B'Shem Yisrael, Shu Shem HaMuvcha Shel Yaakov Avinu, like it says, Lo Yaakov Yomar Shemecha Ki Yisrael Ni Yishmecha. Ki Shem Yisrael Kol Eses Sfiris HaKadoshim. Shem Yisrael is Kol Ul Eses Sfiris. And that's why Yisrael is Rosh Tevez Yosha Kel. It goes straight. It's a Kav. And it's Kol Ul Sfiris HaKadoshim. Kol Eses Sfiris HaKadoshim. Kesel Chochma Bina Gdula Gvur Tveres Netzach Oed Yisrael Malchus B'Gematria that which is Kavini Yisrael. The Rosh Tevez of all Eses Spheres is Gematria Yisrael. Shebekoyach Adiburit Tefillah Mashav Bnei Yisrael Medabrim Bekavanas Aleiv Behaorah Bespheres Behiras Lefanav Yisborach Nalidei Zeh Adiburim Poruchin Ba'aver Le'ela Le'yachiv Kan Aspheres Akdei Shemitata Le'ela Namshach Hashpoa Me'ela Le'tata Vintumim Namshach Enu Hashpoa Me'lema Le'mat V'zeh Meramaz B'Tevez Eilu Yisrael Yiyah Shemecha Al Mispakotin B'Gematria Shem Kel, which is the Shem Chesed, like it says Chesed Kel She'adei Zeh Namshachim HaChasodim Arachim Al Yonim Chana Toivez Ma'abrochas Al Kol Yisrael Bechlal or Prat Meruchnis Begashmis Monachayim Azoni Revich Bemher B'Yameinu Amen. The Ma'isa, the Derech Klal, when you mechalik between Torah and Tefillah, is Tefillah always works Melamata Lamala. Tefillah goes Melamata Lamala. Torah is Faket, Torah goes Melamala Lamata. So it's not really our avoid the Torah. Yigati Metzosi Tamen. It's a Metziah, it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our Yigia is the Yigia in an Indian that goes Melamata Lamala. But Indian that goes Melamala Lamata, so that's not a Yigia Bechla. That's one very important Nakuda. Tachlus HaKadosh Baruch put us down here is we have to be Mala everything up. And that's where the Yigia Gedoiva. And that's where the Sada Tefillah comes into it. Sada Tefillah comes into it. You see when you go through the whole Seder. You go through the whole Seder of Tefillah from Asiyah to Yitzirah to Briah to Atzilus. You go up, there's the whole Seder, Tefillah. Tefillah is a Lashon of Naftuli Neftalti. Tefillah is a Lashon of Tefillin. What is Tefillin? Tefillin is knots, is Hiskashus together. It's from Shiyad, it's from Sharoish. It's knots. Knots are Hiskashus together. The whole meaning of Tefillah, like Tefillin, is to be Makasha together, Lamata Lamala. That's why Tefillin is Shiyad and it's Sharoish. The Shiyad is the Lamata, and Sharoish is the Lamala. That's all, so the Tefillah. Hashemkin Torah is something that HaKadosh Baruch is showering upon us. HaKadosh Baruch is sending it down to us. And it's on the Av Avodah down here, the Ikar Avodah is like a Tefillah. In other words, Tefillah is really what's in Golas. Torah is not saying Golas. Torah comes from Shemayim. Tefillah is the Bechin of Golas. To be able to be Miskasha to HaKadosh Baruch, to be able to have the Leiv to HaKadosh Baruch. That's really in Golas. And that's what Yid has to do when a Yid. There's a famous Meisah Rameir, I don't think I told you, famous Meisah Rameir Parmishlana. Moshe Beibu always used to say with the Meisah Rameir Parmishlana, when he went down to his mikveh, he had a dangerous mikveh with bad steps, slippery. He used to run down the steps, he never fell. They asked him how you do it. He says, if you're holding on, you don't fall in mat. Tefillah is holding on the Lamala. Tefillah is holding on the Lamala. It's a Shasanta Zach. You see a person who's a Merdek Adavana. Usually such a person is a Ogi Hitnayit. See a person who's a very big learner, although it should be that way, you don't necessarily see there's a medical kid in the eat. You have people who are big learner, big lamdonim, lavdafka yirishamayim, lavdafka the big yirishamayim. They're smart, they're clever, they say good svaras. Mashenkin, v'derech klal, a good davana is v'derech klal an el chayit, because a good davana shows that he's got his guy, he was miskash el ma'al ha'matah together. That's the way it is, that's the metzias. And this is Mamash Nakuda, because it shows a good davener means that his heart is open. It means that his heart is opened his heart to avoid the sabayir. Hashemkin, a learner can be focusing on the, doesn't necessarily have to be focusing on the aish of the words. It's not a must in the Indian of Talmud Torah. That's the Sada Tefillah is the Malchus. Tefillah is the Malchus. Dovda Melech, Ani Tefillah. Tefillah is the Ani Ki Yatev. No, that's the lowest place. And from there you climb, you go high and high through all the spheres. That's what he says. All the Eses spheres. You're going up all the spheres till you get to the Bechin of Kesef. The Soisai Eile. The Soisai is the Tefillah. Dovda Melech is like a Malchus, and he's the Sada Tefillah. And his Avoida is to be Mala everything until it reaches the Bechin of Kesef. That's the Tefillah. A person's got to be Miskasha. Tefillah is the Bechin of Miskasha. So you got to be Miskasha to the Yisod, and that's only through Tefillah. that's why in Golos they covered in Golos. We know they covered in Golos is avoid of tefillah, because in Golos, when a person's in Golos, so the ikar shter is in Golos means he doesn't feel his kashrus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One thing is that by Malcha Esther it says lech knois is kol ayudim. Knois rings a bell of Beis HaKnesses, not Beis HaMedrash. Knois is a Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses is his kashrus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you do what the Maral says, why is it called the Beis HaKnesses? It's called the Beis HaKnesses because Knesses is going out of Golos. Knesses means you're assembling together. It's the opposite of Golos, which is Pirat and Pizur. And the Beis HaKnesses is a place where you're down. Leaving Golos is Beikah, the Indian of comes through Tefillah. A person goes through Tefillah, he sees Meskasha to Lamal. He's Meskasha to Lamal. He's out of the Bechin of Golos.
Just like in the sign, Das was Golos again nowadays?
Das is the Kavim Tsoi. It goes all the way to Das, the Pharisee Tsoi, the Malchus. Kavim Tsoi means this Kashrus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Kavim Tsoi.
But even in this Golos, it's the same.
Much worse. And the only way to get out is by Al Chadami. This Golos is much worse than Golos. Have internet in Israel. Golos is much worse than Golos in Israel. And Nun Shari Tuma. Israel didn't have. Arachan Kodesh says that before Mashiach, before the Nun Shari Tuma, Ayba Mitzrayim says you can't get out once you fall in. That was before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, you can get out even from the Nun Shari Tuma. Well, it's worse to be. One of the reasons why it's worse today is because today we put ourselves in Golos. When they were Mitzrayim, they were tucking them in a major Golos. But here in our Golos, we're asking for trouble. It's tucked very bad outside. Nobody's enslaving us. There's no idea. Torah's not enslaving us. It's the person Bedatoi chooses on Derech Bechirasai to fall into Golos. As you say, it says in the Mara, we say, Yotzi Zam Yisrael Betechem, L'cheres Oilam. Moshe never put us Be'etzim again in Golos, the Golos HaNefesh, never put us in Golos HaNefesh. The person puts himself into Golos. Once the person's fallen into that Golos, so then he's in trouble. Then he's fallen into the grips of the Yitzhar of a Yeri Mitzrayim, or Onus Al Pi Adibro. We came into Mitzrayim, Onus Al Pi Adibro. That was the emstick of Golos. Yotzi Zam Yisrael Betechem, L'cheres Oilam. It's not a person can climb out of it. Torah, we can have everything. The person doesn't want it. It's his Aslit and the Mechavinot. But the person's not necessarily the Hecher forming Golos. So Tfil is this Kashrus. In Golos, you need to have his Kashrus. Esther told him, Leich Knois is Kol Ayudim. Knois is Kol Ayudim. Tfil is the opposite of Haman. We discussed this before many times. Haman is against the Kavim Tzoy. Kavim Tzoy means it's a straight line. That's what Kavim Tzoy means. It's a straight line, straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Homan is misnagit to the Kavim Tzoi. Right, so you do that. We always quote the Abishon, Dasei HaMelech, Das the first Tzoi. Homan is against the Kavim Tzoi. How do you get back to the Kavim? How do you miskasha back to the Kavim Tzoi? Ali Dei Tefillah, that's how you miskasha to the thing. So therefore, Esther said, Leich Knois is Kol Ayudim. You have to go to the Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses is Ma'oyer again, the Iskashus to the Ma'ala. So Knesset brings back the Iskashrus to the Ma'alim. So that's why in Golos, if you're not Makusha, you're lost. In Golos, you need to fill it further. More than everything else, you need to fill it. The shuls in Golos are nicer than the yeshivas. Throughout the ages, everyone built beautiful shuls. In the shul, the tefillah is the iskashus. That's what we have in Golos. Not to leave, go to be miskashus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, so the Klal Yisrael. That's the avoda gedola. Avoda is to feel like kesha, to go from the darga, to go from the darga of malchus, to go all the way up to the darga of kesha. From the darga of malchus, the malchus, the person's got to realize is the sphere of Anios, the sphere of Tfil Oni Kiyatov, and then a person feels completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he can go up to the Hecher spheres. It's a very important thought. Skashrus l'kara dargan, that person can only get through tefillah, and tefillah can only come, the Pesach to tefillah is through Midas HaYisod, because Midas HaYisod is also Skashrus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Yichud of Yisod HaMalchus. So we talk about Gal Yisrael before we start Shemini Esrei. After Gal Yisrael is then Yisrael Hashem's Fasei Tiftach. Yeah.